Live, brought to you from the Eternal Word Television Studios in Birmingham, Alabama.
Jesus. The most glorious work of all, to praise God in His kingdom.
Moved by the Spirit.
One who lives in love lives in God. And God lives in him.
What a wonderful thing is our church. This whole network is built on trust. The essence of evangelization is to tell everybody Jesus loves you. We are all called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about, and that's Jesus. I got on an elevator a week ago, and I thought, you know, when you get in an elevator, you ought to have a little peace. I mean, how far, how long does it take to go from one floor to the fifth floor? So fast your stomach is in your mouth. But they have to have the bebop. I mean, you feel like when you're getting off of that elevator, you think you're going, so we don't even have peace in an elevator. And so I would think we need some kind of peace. Now Sunday is the feast of the great Holy Spirit. One of the sisters said to me, you know, Mother, I have a hard time with the Holy Spirit because I can't love a dove. I said, you don't love a dove. You love a person, and that person is the third person of the Holy Trinity, is the Spirit, is love. He's very easy. Father is creator. And the Son is the Word. And what is the Spirit? Love. You and I have three faculties. But I'm only one person. I'm not three people, am I? You only see one, and that's all there is. Thank God for that. But I'm one person, but I have three distinct faculties. What are they? Well, I have a memory. I have an intellect. I can reason. And I have a will. I can accomplish, see? Well, faith, hope, and love are on those levels. And when the Spirit came, He gave us great fruit. See, it's hard to describe love. Poets have tried for centuries to describe love, but they never can. Songs try to describe love. But the Spirit is love, but He's a person. Now, the only way the Father could describe love was a dove. Dove is a very gentle bird. He described the Spirit by fire, in the Old Testament by a cloud, and Pentecost, there were tongues of fire over each apostle and whoever was in the room. And I'm sure our sweet mother was there. How else can you describe a person, huh? You can't describe a person any other way. You can't describe love any other way. If I asked you to describe love, what would you possibly say? Is it a feeling? Well, not always. I bet some of you weren't married 2 weeks when you knew that love wasn't a feeling. No, you're laughing, huh? You know why you're laughing? Because it's true. See, you found out things about him and her you never knew before. Now, it doesn't mean you hid it from each other. You weren't along enough for long for each other to. You weren't long enough with each other to find out. You didn't know he picked his teeth after dinner? You didn't know she never puts her shoes in the right place, or always in the middle of the living room, where she kicked them off? Takes a couple weeks. At that point, how would you describe love? Like a lion? Like a hawk? No. How can you describe love? The Father described the Spirit who is love by a dove on Jesus, by a fire on the apostles, that gave them all these gifts. I have a little book here. Well, I thought I did. Here it is. Called I Am His Temple. It's a very simple book. I'm going to go over some of it with you because I would like you to have it. How much is it? $2. What's $2? Huh? A pack and a half of cigarettes? Is that $2?
Eso, huh?
Just imagine, you could save your soul for $1 and a half. At least you know what, who is the Holy Spirit and what he gives. Now, what he gives is seven gifts.
You
say, why do I need seven gifts? I don't even know I have them. No, you do. Let me go through them. I want this to be the best Pentecost you have ever had. The first gift is fear of the Lord. You say, oh, I don't want that one. But it's the right kind of fear. If you love somebody, just think of someone you love now or you did love. But if you really love them, what happens? You don't want to offend them, do you? You don't want to hurt them. And you're very careful, very, very careful that you don't do anything or say anything that you know would offend them. Why?
Because you love them.
What is that? A holy fear. It's a fear that comes out of love. Now, what happened on Pentecost in the Old and the New Testament? The apostles were filled to overflowing with these seven gifts and the effects of these gifts. Remember when they came out, poor Peter, when he was so scared before Pentecost? He denied he knew the Lord. And none of them were really brave because they hid in can you imagine what that was? 9 days in one room. And they didn't have body deodorant and all that stuff, you know. And they weren't, you know, so holy at that time that they didn't have B.O. She had all these men, and I'm sure a lady with their pure and holy, and she had to endure 9 days. In one room. It's like a solitary confinement. But they weren't in there for, they were waiting on the Holy Spirit. They had no idea what was going to happen. But you notice they locked the door. They were scared to death. Day after day, praying, waiting. All of a sudden, the whole house began to shake. And they looked up. There was a wind in a room with all the doors and windows closed. And a light. And suddenly they looked up, and over each one of them was a flame of fire. But what was the fire? Was it a real fire? No, it was the fire of love. And with that came all the seven gifts. What was the first one they used? their tools.
Fortitude.
Oh, look at Peter now. Ooh. Let me read a little bit from the Acts. I mean, here's a man that was so fair, a lot of these men so afraid, that they just kind of hid in this one room. And what happens to him? Well, you just won't believe what happened to him. But it's Acts 2. It says something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire.
No sería maravilloso que todos los católicos del mundo fueran llenos por el Espíritu Santo. Y yo me refiero a los dones carismáticos.
Charismatic gifts.
Estoy hablando acerca de los dones que nos hacen santos.
It says here, when these separated and came to rest on the head of each one. Why? Well, that fire had to purify your memory, their memory, their intellect, and their will. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in foreign languages as the Spirit gave them the gift. You know, I'm aware of that every time I'm on air, every time I give talks. I gave talks in England, I gave talks in Spain. And people hunger for God. Everywhere.
Everywhere. There's a hunger for God.
And a loneliness you never believed.
Because we have lost the reality
of God.
We're hunting, we're roaming the world.
And people go from one work to another work, from one leisure to another leisure, from one party to another party, from one drug to another drug. They never are satisfied. And the strange part of it is, it doesn't dawn on them to go to Jesus. Every one of you, when you were baptized, confirmed. That's why confirmation is so important. To receive these kind of gifts. And what was the first one that Peter exercised? Fortitude. Here's a man so afraid that he denied his Lord. And they were also afraid, waiting for the Holy Spirit. They locked the doors. And what happened? It says, the apostles went out. And he opened that door, and he went out. What did he say? What did this man that was so afraid say? Men of Judea. You can't believe that's Peter. I bet there was somebody in the crowd that said, that's Peter. He's drunk. He said to them, all of you who live in Jerusalem, make no mistake about it. Listen carefully to what I have to say. What a change. These men are not drunk. It's only the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock. In the days to come, he says, it is the Lord who speaks. I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Here's a man who exercises the Spirit's gifts. You and I today have to ask for these gifts. Why? Well, because we're all afraid and afraid of the wrong things. I'm going to go over the first gift with you, and that is the fear of the Lord. It means I don't want to offend the Father or Jesus or the Spirit because I love them. One of the gifts most needed today is this gift of the fear of the filial fear of the Lord. Because people don't even know what sin is anymore. They have no repentance, because they don't know they're doing anything wrong. We need that. Let's pray that the Spirit will come upon each one of us on Sunday. Give us a good, healthy fear of the Lord.
y un saludable temor de Dios. Yo no quiero pecar porque amo a Jesús, amo al Padre. El segundo don es la piedad.
Es to know that God is my Father. You know, I only saw my father seven times. I don't really have a concept of what it means to have a father. I really don't. I saw him 6 months before he died. I was happy to see him, but I don't have a concept of father. So it's easy for me to see God as my Father because it is God who decided I shall be. So many of you have terrible experiences with your father. But you see, your real Father is in heaven. He decided before time began that in this century, in this time, on a certain day, in a certain year, you would be.
Porque les conoce desde entonces y les ama desde entonces.
We can really say, no matter how bad our fathers were, or how good, I can really and truly call God my Father. Then I have a filial relationship with Him.
¿Y qué pasa con eso?
Now what happens with that?
Pues que then I have to love you because we're all brothers and sisters. Porque somos hermanos y hermanas todos. Así de simple, ¿ven?
Doesn't matter what color or race or creed you are. We are all brothers. We all share the same Father. And piety allows me to look at all of you as my brothers and sisters.
Wonderful.
I got a card for Mother's Day Sunday, and he said, I want you to know that I consider you my spiritual mother, but you're the mother of millions. I said, thank you, Jesus. But we're all mothers to others. Why? Because a prayer, a sacrifice can save a soul. That's being motherly when you can snatch somebody from hell
and
send them up. That's a real mother.
Madre.
We all have to do that. We're called by God to save souls. I pray every day that I can save souls till I drop dead.
Why? Porque nosotros necesitamos ayudarnos mutuamente.
We are our brother's
guardianes de nuestros hermanos, ¿ve?
And that's
y este es el don de la piedad.
Ahora, now, if I love God, Dios, and I love my neighbor, what do you think I need after that? Fortitude. I have to have a lot of strength to love my neighbor. I admit, you gotta admit, sometimes there's one big pain in the neck. Sometimes your children are pains in the neck. Your husband is, your wife is.
Because
we're all obnoxious sometimes. You can't deny it. You know, you say things you don't know you said. You say something nice and they take it wrong. Why'd you say that? I don't know. It just came to my mind, that's all. I know what you meant. How can you know what I meant when I don't know what I meant? Isn't that take fortitude to keep loving people? Why are there so many divorces?
I think it's one out of three now. Tres matrimonios. ¿Y por
why?
Qué? Pues
we
nos
lack
falta
fortitude.
La nos
we
falta
lack that
esa
grace from
Dios.
God.
Y no
not
solo
just
para
to
poder
put up with each other's faults,
sino
but to
para
endure out of love.
La
the person that's hard to live with today may be
convivir
wonderful
hoy,
They're unstable. No, they're not unstable. They're just being themselves. No, you can't be lovey-dovey all your life, every minute. Sometimes you wake up with a headache. Nobody can do it. Probably bite your wife's head off because the eggs aren't right. Now, instead of pouring egg on his head, you need fortitude to say, would you like it scrambled? And then he says, Sambo, you make the worst scrambled eggs in this whole wide world. Now, what do you do? Take a real egg and pour it on his head? You could. But fortitude says, well, he's just having a bad day.
Hoy no tienes un buen día. Le dan,
give him
pues,
peanut
una mantequilla
butter.
De maní.
Maybe that's what he likes.
Pero la
but fortitude allows
ser
you to have patience
con
with
el
each
otro.
Other. See? And
y esperar.
To wait.
Esperar.
Patience for me is a very
virtud,
difficult
muy, muy
virtue because I like everything done yesterday. I work everybody very hard. I work myself hard. But I have to know that everybody can't work like I do.
No,
I have
no
to be
así,
patient
que
with those
con
who can't
no
work
o que no pueden hacerlo
or can't do as much. That's the problem.
Ven,
we automatically think that
pensamos,
if I am something,
algo,
everybody
pues
else should be the same.
Igual,
or if I
si
understand
algo,
something, everybody else should
igual.
Understand.
Bueno, pues
well,
no
they don't.
Así.
I told you a couple of times about my mother who always asked me who made God. I said, nobody made God. Somebody had to make God. Where did he come from? I said, he always was. He always was. Yes. How?
Oh.
When you get to heaven, you'll know how. I
want to
know now.
I said, how are you?
You can't know
no
now.
Ahora,
why?
¿Por qué? Pues
I
yo
don't
no
know
sé por qué. Bueno,
well,
yo
I can't
no puedo decir que fui
patient,
paciente, pero al menos puedo
at least
decir
I know I wasn't
que no fui
impaciente. See, that's a grace from
esa
God.
Es una gracia de Dios.
Both people don't know what
no
they're not.
Si lo son o no.
Now, what is the next
cuál es el
one?
Siguiente,
huh?
Bueno,
well,
pues
the
el
next
próximo
gift.
Don,
let's just reason this out. If I have fear of God, I don't
pues
want to offend him, I love my neighbor, I got to have fortitude to keep that love on high, right? Well,
pero
now I've got to discern, don't I? That's
pues
another
este
gift very few people have today. They don't know the difference between the Holy Spirit,
Santo,
the human
el
spirit,
humano,
and the evil
el
spirit.
Maligno.
You hear music,
música,
you know.
Ustedes saben.
We're going through the
airport.
I mean,
you've
got to go through an
airport.
You know,
aeropuerto.
You just don't
puede ir
fly from
de
the
esta
gate
a la otra.
To this gate.
Y
and some of the stores have the weirdest music
que yo
I've ever
escuchado
heard.
En mi vida.
I mean, it's
a
no music at all.
Es que no es música en lo absoluto.
If every
es como si
instrument in a symphony decided to go off tune.
Can
you imagine that? Can you imagine an entire symphony off tune? The violins, the trumpets, everybody's singing a flat or sharp note, but absolute no melody. Did you get that? I heard it. I looked at sister and she looked at me and I said, let's get out of here. I mean, we walked as fast as we could past the store because
porque aquello era satánico, no tenía absolutamente nada, sino muchas cosas confusas, pero el espíritu siempre,
always brings peace.
Trae paz, paz.
If you're having to bear a heavy cross, it may be physical pain, mental pain, anything. And
Y ustedes
and you're
oran.
Praying, and suddenly you get a passage of Scripture,
or
you get an awareness of God, and suddenly you're able to bear this. You've all had this experience somewhere
todos
in your life.
Hemos pasado por estas experiencias en algún momento.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Y ese es el
what
Espíritu
is the human
Santo?
Spirit?
¿Qué es el
well, the human
humano?
Spirit is
bueno,
what I have.
Es lo que yo tengo.
It's the effects of my soul.
De mi alma.
You say, oh, so-and-so has such a sweet spirit. What do you mean
¿qué
by
se refieren ustedes
that?
Con eso?
They're easy to get along with. They're humble. They're,
humildes,
they're nice to live with. They're nice to talk to. Then you
entonces
say they're sweet. What happens if you come along someone
si
who's argumentative? I had an uncle like that.
You uno miraba al cielo y le decía, tío Nick, ¿no te parece que el cielo es hermoso? Y decía,
beautiful. There's a big
¿qué quiere decir
there?
Que es hermoso? Mira esa gran nube que está allí.
Hey, but it's not going to rain. How do you know that?
Sabes?
Okay,
está bien,
it's
un
a bad
día
day.
Feo.
I didn't say
yo
it was a bad day.
Un día feo.
What
¿y qué
did
fue lo que
you
dijiste,
say?
Tío?
I just said there's a cloud in the sky. Okay, it's a mediocre day.
Es un día mediocre.
Are you pessimistic?
I'm
pessimistic. Who's pessimistic?
Todos nosotros conocemos personas
like
así
that,
o vivimos con ellas. Puede que ustedes vean con una.
That's
ese
a human
es el espíritu
spirit.
Humano.
So
entonces,
the human spirit can be very sweet,
dulce,
very
amoroso,
loving, very kind, huh?
Oh.
Or something else.
Detestable.
Una vez conocí
a una postulante.
Time.
Ella se veía algo triste por alguna razón.
Sad or whatever.
Y la llamé
and I called her
a mi
in my
oficina y le dije, ¿sabe, hermana, usted es realmente agobiante? Y ella me dijo, oh,
so
gracias, madre.
Y yo
tuve que decir
woman
que esta mujer
heroic
tenía una virtud
you know?
Heroica. Ustedes saben, pero ella no sabía
English
hablar muy bien inglés.
And because she couldn't speak
English,
English you know,
pensé,
I thought she could.
Yo,
I thought she understood English
que lo
better
mejor
than
de lo que
she
en realidad
did.
Lo entendía.
And so
entonces
she left,
y yo pensé,
and I thought, by golly,
mío,
you know, there's one virtuous
saintly
woman.
Pero
so a couple
días
days later,
más tarde la
había
venido por el pasillo,
down the hall,
y ella estaba llorando, y le pregunté,
said, what's the matter?
Y me dice,
I just
acabo de buscar en el
diccionario
el significado de
so
así
you see, we do have a human
un
spirit.
Espíritu humano.
Now, what is the
es
evil
el espíritu
spirit?
Maligno?
How do we discern the evil spirit? Did you
vez
ever meet somebody, come up for the first time,
viendo por
and suddenly
vez,
you want to pull back? Did you ever do that? You don't know why.
Ha sucedido esto. Uno no sabe
they haven't
por qué
said
ella
anything.
No dijo nada. Pero por alguna razón,
but somehow you don't
no
feel
se sienten cómodos.
Not
no
the way
es la
they dress, it's not the way they talk, you haven't heard it, but something inside
no
wants
que no se le acerquen.
Your spirit
su espíritu
says, be careful.
Está diciendo, tengan cuidado.
If there's
si hay algo
one
que nosotros
thing
necesitamos
we need today,
es discernimiento.
Is discernment.
Discernimiento.
The
la Iglesia Católica no estaría en la posición actual si nosotros
if
tuviéramos discernimiento iluminados por el Catecismo.
So
estoy
I'm so
tan
confused.
Confundida.
I
fui
went
a
to this
esta iglesia
church, it
y no tenían reclinatorios. Fue esta otra y no tenía tal cosa.
They don't
si
have
no
those things. They're
cosas,
not
no
Catholic.
That's
easy
fácil
to
discern. Si
if they don't believe in the Holy
Santo,
Spirit,
si
if they don't believe the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus,
si
if they don't believe Our Lady is immaculately conceived,
si no
if they don't believe in the virgin
virginal,
birth, they're not
no
Catholic.
Católicos.
That's
simple.
Why do we find it so hard to discern? Does the church make you, body of the church make you pass?
No. El templo del Señor
the
es aquel
we
donde se adora al único y verdadero
God.
Dios. Y
and
tiene que ser santo. Así
so
que nosotros no deberíamos estar asombrados y confundidos. Tenemos un catecismo allí como
be.
Debe ser. Tengo que discernir. Este
this
no es el lugar para mí. Ustedes tienen que discernir sus compañías. ¿Están ustedes discerniendo a las personas con las que salen? Si ellos los hacen emborracharse, si los hacen usar drogas, si les enseñan a ser promiscuos, si les enseñan a hacer cualquier cosa que se sabe que es pecado, entonces ustedes deben discernir que estas personas no son con las que deben andar.
And you also have to discern if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, you're judging, you're right, I am judging.
I got to save my soul.
I'm telling you, if you don't stop it and repent, you'll lose your soul.
Well, Father said it, so our sister said
there is no hell. What are you going to do when you're both down there? You got to convince yourself there is no hell.
Ustedes necesitan discernimiento y el don del consejo.
Ask the Spirit
al Espíritu Santo que cuando ustedes duden que les dé el don del consejo. Ahora, estos son todos los que se llaman dones operantes. Y ustedes los necesitan para su vida diaria.
Todos every day, días. These are working gifts. It's like a fork and knife.
I saw a movie one time when forks just came out. It was on the
time of Henry II. It was the first time they discovered forks. He thought they were small weapons, you know.
Pues they ate with their hands.
Well, these gifts are like a fork, a knife, a spoon. They convey knowledge to your mind in your everyday life. You always have temptation, no, I'm going to exercise the gift of the fear of the Lord. I don't want to offend God. You always have opportunity to love your neighbor, but I got to have a gift for that. You always have the opportunity to endure your pains, your aches, your problems. Always, every day, you must discern.
Should I keep working in this place that makes me offend God?
Should I keep listening to these dirty jokes because I'm afraid to say something?
See, you need to discern.
Now, these are working gifts. Now, I have three other gifts that don't apply to my everyday life. I don't use them.
Something between God and myself.
It's called knowledge, understanding,
wisdom.
What do I do with knowledge? Well, remember when our dear Lord was at the house of Lazarus, Lázaro, Mary, and she was sitting at his knees, and Martha was working so hard, and so she's getting a little jealous. That was the whole point.
And
she's thinking to herself, look at her, always kneeling there and sitting there. And I'm the one that has to get the dinner and set the table. And why don't she help me? Why don't he tell her to help me? She was finding fault with Jesus. Who did she address? Not Mary Magdalene. She didn't say to her, Mary, get out of there, will you? Come and help me. No, she said, Jesus. What a one to ask. She needed discernment. She should have kept her mouth shut. Jesus, tell her to help me. Oh, he said, Martha, Martha,
you're busy about many things. Pero solo una es necesaria. Y ese es el don del conocimiento.
Solo una. Does that mean he didn't want to eat? No, he didn't mind. She's grateful. She's making dinner.
Estaba agradecido.
It's not self-knowledge.
Le estuviera preparando la cena. Y esto no es autoconocimiento. El autoconocimiento es otra cosa. Este es conocimiento de la única cosa que Dios quiere de nosotros.
You know, a lot of you have everything you want, everything you need. Many of you have nothing you want, nothing you need. And there's all those in between.
Que están en el medio. El
knowledge is a deep reality.
Realidad.
And you know who's getting knowledge today? The kids.
Actualmente?
Teenagers,
los
college
jóvenes,
students.
Los
who have been told everything, believed everything, found it was a lie.
Ha dicho de todo.
And now they're beginning to know.
Todo. Y se han dado cuenta de que era una mentira y ahora están comenzando a saber lo que es necesario, el conocer a Dios, el amar a Dios y el hacer su voluntad. Y este es el don del conocimiento. Y viene del intelecto. Pero no es el conocimiento que puedo obtener de leer un libro. Ese es un conocimiento diferente. Este viene del conocimiento de lo que Dios quiere de mí.
You have to have faith to have knowledge.
Creo que
we had a last Wednesday, I think, we had a guest here,
a priest
who lived a very wealthy life, was very successful, had everything, left it all, became a priest.
He tiene una whole list of degrees, but he's just a simple man muy sencillo,
who knows que the one thing
único
necessary. What is it if I gain the entire world and lose my soul? What did Paul say?
Pablo?
Say Paul had a great gift of knowledge. He said,
dijo,
what is it if I save everyone's soul and lose my own? That's knowledge, isn't it?
Huh?
You say, well, he
bueno,
was smart. Yeah, he was.
Pues sí que lo era.
And then there comes
y luego viene el entendimiento.
Understanding.
Y déjenme que les explique.
Let me show you the gift of understanding.
¿Alguna vez han leído
Did you ever read the scriptures and somebody say, what you read? And you say,
¿qué estás leyendo? Y ustedes dicen, no sé.
Well, you just read it. I know I just read it, but I don't know what I said, what I read. Well, it just picks up my
pen.
I just opened up John.
Bueno,
now, Jesus said in St. John, I just opened it up, he said, if anyone loves me, he will keep what? My word. Then my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home in him.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Then ask for
entonces
the
pidan el don del entendimiento. Y aquí
here's
hay algo
something
más
else
que dice Jesús.
Jesús. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Spirit,
Santo,
whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything.
Todo.
And what will he do? Remind you of everything
lo que
I
yo
said.
Os he dicho.
That's understanding.
Es entendimiento. Esto no
it doesn't
decir
mean
que
you're a scripture scholar.
Escolásticos de las
you
escrituras.
Can read, just open the book like I'm going to open it right
abrir
now.
El libro como lo voy a hacer yo ahora.
And what am I going to read?
Bueno,
well, it says here the parable of the ten bridesmaids.
En la parábola de las diez vírgenes.
Well,
nos
it says at midnight they all took flasks of oil as well as their lamps. But the bridegroom was late. And they all grew drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry that the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. At this they all woke up and trimmed their lamps.
Oh,
but there were some who didn't have extra oil.
Y dice,
says, give us some of your oil.
Aceite, que
our lamps
are going se apagan. Ahora,
now,
esto
this
es
is what you're
going to
understand. I'll make a bet.
Se los puedo apostar.
It
dice
says
aquí,
there, give some of your
aceite,
oil. And
y
they said,
dijeron,
there may not
no
be enough for us and for you.
Para
you better go
es
out and buy some yourself. How many of you think that's charitable?
Mm-hmm. No
I don't see
any hands going up.
See, your idea would be, oh, those uncharitable,
oil-filled
nuns, or bridesmaids.
ellas
well, they
se
went
fueron
off
comprarlo,
to buy, and those who were ready went in with the bridegroom, and those
y
came back,
volvieron,
their door
la puerta
was closed.
Estaba ya cerrada.
Wow.
Y ellas Lord, dijeron, Lord, Señor, ábrenos. Pero
and
el novio les respondió,
said,
no las conozco
you.
A ustedes.
Stay awake, he said,
dijo, porque no sabéis ni el día ni la hora. Ahora, ¿qué está tan claro
that?
De todo esto ustedes? Que unas poco caritativas vírgenes, ¿correcto?
Right?
No.
No.
Es una parábola para cada uno de nosotros.
Don't say you're going to sow your oats and get converted when your old bones are withering.
Estén muriendo.
It's going to be too late.
Tarde.
What does it mean
¿Qué quiere
to
decir?
Have oil
que tengan
in
aceite
your lamps?
En sus lámparas. Que deben
be close
estar
to Jesus.
Cerca de Jesús.
See, the answer of the bridegroom was, I don't know you.
Era, fue,
they were not
no
virtuous. They did not love the Lord
no
and their dear all their
toda
life.
Vida,
they did not practice
no
the virtue God wanted them to.
Lo
what happened?
Pasó al final?
Death
Llegó
came.
Muerte,
the bridegroom was
allí,
there.
Y ellas no estaban
ready.
Listas.
If you haven't gone to confession for years and years,
no lo dejen.
Don't put it off
no
until you die. You may die like
ustedes
that.
Morir así.
The door will be
y la
closed.
Puerta estará cerrada.
Oh,
dirán,
mother,
oh madre, no, no sea
pessimistic.
Pesimista.
No, I love you
no,
enough
yo
los quiero to tell
lo suficiente
you the
como
truth.
Para decirles la verdad.
I love you enough to tell you the truth. Go to
verdad.
Confession.
Vayan a confesarse
now.
Ahora.
Now.
Porque ustedes no saben si tendrán mañana.
Have it tomorrow.
Vayan
go
a confesarse ahora.
Este that's the gift of understanding. And what's the
other?
Well,
wisdom. Sabiduría.
And what is
la
wisdom?
Sabiduría?
Huh?
Pues la sabiduría.
Well, wisdom is the accomplishment of all of these other six gifts in one.
Seis dones en uno.
Wisdom
la sabiduría
says,
dice, Señor,
I love you
por sobre
all
todas
things.
Las cosas. Y
and because I love you
sobre
above
todas las cosas,
all things,
no
I desire nothing
sino
but
a ti.
You.
No
desire
deseo
nothing
nada
but you.
Solo a ti.
So,
así que,
knowledge, understanding, and wisdom
y sabiduría son
are my gift to God
Dios,
and God's
y el
ultimate
don definitivo
awesome
y asombroso
gift
de Dios para mí.
Counsel is different
el
now. See, counsel
consejo es diferente porque eso es el discernir. Estos dones, tres dones, se absorben en el alma.
All
toda
the
la belleza,
beauty, the goodness,
la bondad y los atributos de Dios
attributes
de
of God in a minute,
forma,
finite way.
Refinada.
So now I want you to pray. Today, tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday, that on Sunday the Holy Spirit will give you an overflowing of all of these gifts.
Para que
so you can love God
amar a
with
Dios
your whole heart,
su corazón,
mind, and soul. You say, well, you know, these gifts are not working
no
in me. Oh,
mi,
yeah,
oh,
they are.
Sí,
ask
hacen,
the Spirit every day.
Todos
when
los días
you get up in the morning,
Santo,
ask
se
him.
Por
I
la
got
mañana,
a little book here. I'm going to offer you.
Bargain
price.
Precio de liquidación.
You can't afford
no
not to get it.
Dejar de obtenerlo.
$2.
Huh?
I think it's $2. Where's the vice president
of
all this stuff? Is it two?
Dos?
Five.
Cinco.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
You almost got a real bargain.
Okay,
it's five.
Cinco.
It explains every gift. And I should have had
Jeff
do it last week, so you got a real preparation.
Para que ustedes una verdadera
preparación. We don't have
no
a lot of
these, de ellos, unos
a few thousand. There has to be a few thousand out there. They want to learn about those. It's very, very simple, very simple. And you may find some of your faults and weaknesses that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time, and you never have. We've got about 10 minutes left. I've got to ask for phone calls, okay? And we have a phone call. Hello?
Hola.
Where are you from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wonderful. What is your question?
Well, Mother Angelica, I've been starting to read the Bible, and in Luke chapter 12, verse 10, it says, anyone who says a word against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
Right.
I don't understand that scripture.
Okay. A person that despairs means that I feel that my sins are greater than God's mercy, so that person does not ask for forgiveness and does not repent. That's a sin against the Holy Spirit. Why? If you don't repent and you're not sorry, how could you get to heaven? Huh? How in the world? Presumption is a serious sin also. It says, well, look, I can sin all I want. God is merciful. And there is no hell. Then you get rooted in sin. Remember what our Lord said to the Pharisees one time? They said, I understand. Oh, he said, you say you understand, you shall die in your sin. Because they were ignorant. They would not allow themselves to be enlightened by the Lord himself. So you see, your will is set against God. It is not any of breaking the Ten Commandments unless any or all of them are committed with full, deliberate act of the will. I know it's that's a mortal sin, but you can be forgiven of mortal sins in confession. But this is sin against the Holy Spirit is if at death you refuse to repent, then you thrust yourself away from forgiveness, see? I was talking to a priest not too long ago, and I said, Father, have you ever seen anyone who thought that committed a sin against the Holy Spirit at their deathbed? He said, oh, yeah. He said, I'll never forget it. He said, I went to see this man every day. He refused to go to confession. He said he hated God. So he said, I went this day, and I said, look, just tell me. He got angry. He took the crucifix I had in my hand and threw it against the wall. He said, I don't want to repent. At that moment, he died. That's a sin against the Holy Spirit. He did not want to be forgiven. Don't be scrupulous and say, well, I did this. You may be tempted with a lot of things. That's not the gift. That's not the sin against the Holy Spirit. And why can't it be forgiven? Do you understand why? Because the soul doesn't want forgiveness. See, it's not something on God's side. God is always ready to forgive. I was telling the people in London when I was talking to this big group of people. And I went because they hunger for God. They're so disheartened,
man. Desperate.
We're trying to keep the church together. But anyway,
I forgot what I was going to tell.
Well, there goes that one. Oh, dear. We have another call. Hello?
Hola, madre.
Where are you from?
De Nueva York.
And what is your question?
Tengo una pregunta acerca de el escuchar a lo que dice el Espíritu y el ser sordo a las acciones del Espíritu en nuestras mentes. ¿Podría usted explicar esto?
You know, I think we'll always know God's will because the Spirit
porque el Espíritu
does not
no actúa
act
en confusión.
Confusion.
El Espíritu siempre les hablará con paz.
He never speaks in confusion.
If you're confused, si ustedes están confundidos, simplemente sigan orando, oren hasta que los abandone la confusión.
Cuando se trata de cumplir una obligación o algo que ustedes sienten que es la voluntad de Dios,
tienen que hacerse a sí mismos algunas preguntas. Primero, si es para el honor y la gloria de Dios.
Segundo, si es para su propio bien.
Are you going to get holier? Are you going to get closer to God? Will you live a happier life?
Number three, is it for the good of your family?
Okay. Is it going to help
them? You have a kind of rule of thumb, and that's a rule of thumb.
Now,
if our dear Lord asks you to do something,
si nuestro querido Señor les pide
peace.
Que hagan algo,
if
Él
no
les va a dar la paz.
Come, wait,
si no hay paz,
don't move,
esperen y no se muevan.
Don't act,
no
don't
actúen
anything.
Ni hagan nada.
Just
solo
pray.
Oren.
Bueno, well, yo quería darles I wanted to get all of these seven gifts in for you, so I'm sorry I didn't
no ask sooner for more las preguntas. Pero,
however,
pídanle al Espíritu Santo que les dé los siete dones, todos ellos. Tan solo díganlo, no tienen que recordarlos, díganle. Espíritu Santo, yo quiero los siete dones, especialmente el que más necesite, el que más yo necesite. Y cuando hagan eso,
dense
cuenta de que de alguna manera, puede que ustedes no lo sientan, pero definitivamente ustedes obtendrán algo este domingo. Yo se los garantizo.
And I am being inspired by the Holy Spirit to ask you or remind you to put us between your gas and electricity. In fact, I got a card the other day. It said, you remind me of my gas, electric, and telephone bill. This is a Hallmark card. And it said, but just like that, those bills, you turn the page, I forgot your birthday. Well, please don't follow that card. Put us, place us, write us in, put us on your refrigerator, anywhere, between your gas, electric, and telephone bill. We've been asked by the Spirit,
by the
Word of God,
Jesus,
to spread His word and the beauty of His church
y la belleza de su iglesia por todo el mundo,
throughout America,
de Norteamérica,
for
de
your
todas
children,
las Américas,
your grandchildren,
para sus hijos, para sus nietos,
for everyone
para
in this country,
en nuestros países,
to come
para que
to the reality
a la realidad de
that
que
God
Dios
is their Father, and
y
we
que nosotros
must
tenemos
respect
que respetarlo,
and honor
honrarlo
and
glorificarlo.
So
así
don't forget
que no
us.
Se olviden de nosotros.
It takes
toma
a lot
mucho dirigir este canal. Muchísimo.
But
pero
Jesus
Jesús
spent more
dio más
than
de lo
what
que
we
nosotros
spent.
Damos.
He gave
Él
his
dio
entire
toda su vida
life
por ustedes y por mí.
And
y
so
nosotros tenemos que ser una imitación de Jesús y queremos
can.
Dar todo lo que podamos.
Our
nuestra
health,
salud,
our
nuestra
strength,
fortaleza, nuestro talento y el dinero
and
de ustedes.
That was very good. I could say more, I've only got the 5 seconds, so I think I said enough. God bless you, and bye now.